This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health care and health news channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Ryan Harvey, the Deputy Medical Director at House Call Doctor. Dr. Harvey is highly experienced in pediatrics and has worked in several international hospitals providing medical care to remote communities. In his role with House Call Doctor, Dr. Harvey treats patients in the privacy of their own home when urgent medical situations arise. Certainly a really a convenient setup here. And Dr. Harvey, we welcome you to eHealth Radio.
Yeah, great to talk to you today.
It certainly is. And we thank you for your time and certainly looking forward to as well hearing all about House Call Doctor and what it is that you do. So for starters, tell us, what is the role of an after hours doctor to kick things off today?
So services like House Call Doctor provide medical care to people when their regular general practitioners or family physicians are closed. So our services are particularly useful in medical situations that warrant an emergency response, but cannot wait until the next day when normal clinic hours arise. So in after-hours, doctors are called to people's homes and they can provide that urgent medical treatment. House Call Doctors commonly treat symptoms such as your cold or flus, respiratory illness, gastroenteritis, fevers, asthma, headaches, common infections, and even minor trauma like laceration, cuts, and sprains. And our service also takes, very importantly, away from the strain from the emergency departments, the public emergency departments of Australia. So we allow patients to avoid that lengthy hospital queue when an unexpected medical situation arises overnight or on a public holiday weekend. Most people who request an after-hours doctor are actually phoning to seek urgent medical attention, say for their family, children, or even elderly relatives who they may care for.
Out of curiosity, how much does a home doctor charge?
Right now in Australia, an after-hours home consultation with a doctor is 100% bulk billed. For any Australian who's carrying a Medicare card or Department of Veterans Affairs card. So the idea is to ensure that patients receive that urgent medical care they need without being out of pocket with their expenses. However, at the moment, there are currently talks amongst the government to cut the Medicare rebates for the home visits. This would, of course, reduce the number of home doctors and potentially limit the number of patients that services like House Call Doctor can assist in after hours. But right now, more Queenslanders than ever before have access to a bulk billed home doctor. House Call Doctor has extended the service into the regional areas of Queensland that previously wouldn't have had an after hours GP or an option like this. So for this reason, it's really important that the rebates remain available through Medicare. So if anyone is listening or interested in more about this and wants some more information, they can search for Protect Home Visits online.
Quite interesting. Now, Dr. Harvey, can after-hour doctors replace a regular general practitioner? I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, after-hours doctors cannot deliver the ongoing medical care like your family physician or your general practitioner. This still has to be undertaken by them. So, for example, a House Call Doctor is unable to do investigations like blood tests, as this requires continued patient follow-up, which is best for their health and ongoing care. Instead, after-hours doctors work with or work in tandem with your regular general practitioner. And if you're assessed by a home doctor overnight, these consult notes are provided to your regular GP by the next business day. And of course, if it is an emergency situation, Australian should always phone 000 first and ask for the appropriate emergency service such as ambulance, police or fire.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Ryan Harvey, the Deputy Medical Director at the House Call Doctor here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Harvey, are home doctors fully qualified in most cases?
Well, they certainly are. All doctors are fully registered with the Australian Health Practitioner Agency, or APRA. Our doctors also meet all the requirements set out by the Australian Medical Board. So, in fact, after our doctors come from a wide range of other professional medical backgrounds. So many of us have extensive experience working in the emergency department, in family medicine, hospital care, and even pediatric care. There's sometimes a misconception that after our doctors are all internationally trained and therefore not as qualified as Australian-trained counterparts. But at House Call Doctor, we have, as I stated before, a diverse range of doctors, which we feel makes our organization even stronger. So doctors trained in some international remote hospitals, for example, may have treated conditions that we don't often see in Australia. And often internationally trained doctors have had to provide more acute care, so urgent care, with access to far less resources and advanced medical resources like we have available in Australia, which is what we think is a great benefit.
Lastly, can an after-hours doctor provide medication?
Well, yes. So after-hours doctors most definitely can provide medication to the patients they see at night. So after-hours doctors, such as at House Call Doctor, always carry a number of commonly prescribed medication. We provide patients with enough medication to last throughout the night until they can access their regular GP in the morning in clinic hours. The type of medications carried in the doctor's bag or kit does vary a little bit from state to state. However, we can typically provide medication for pain relief, relief of the cold and flu symptoms, allergy relief such as antihistamines, and we carry a vast range of antibiotics as well. So any medication administered by House Call Doctor is free of charge. As mentioned, all appointments with an after-hours GP are 100% bulk billed if the patient is covered by Medicare. In addition to this, apart from the medications, after-hours doctors are often called upon to treat cases of minor trauma or accidents around the home or the backyard. So our medical kits are equipped with sutures to provide stitches and other equipment for appropriate wound cares and dressings. This can be particularly useful for anyone who's got those accident-prone kids or other family members.
Dr. Harvey, certainly want to commend you for what you do in the space. There's certainly a great need globally, and I know that you do serve specifically Australia, but certainly recognize what you're doing and really appreciate your joining us here today. Where can listeners get all the details and more information on House Call Doctor, and how can one be in touch?
Yeah, so at House Call Doctor, we have a website, simplehousecalldoctor.com.au. We've got also a call center where you can find the number there. And we also have a web application, which allows you to easily book your appointment with a House Call Doctor in the after hours period. And again, if anyone is interested in what is happening with the Medicare rebates, they can visit Protect Home Visits online.
Once again, Dr. Harvey, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Dr. Ryan Harvey, the Deputy Medical Director at the House Call Doctor. And for more information, simply visit housecalldoctor.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health Care and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.